I have increasingly, lately, been making the distinction between cultural Catholicism and intentional discipleship. Now, please let me be clear in that distinction. What is it, and how to understand it? Cultural Catholicism is the faith you grew up in. Probably. Maybe not. But most of us grew up in some kind of cultural Christianity, we could say. That means that you were brought up and you're supposed to, you do what, quote, you're supposed to do. Now, when you're a cultural Catholic, you do it because you're supposed to. But if people ask you why, and most of the time, cultural Catholics will say, I don't know, that's just the way I was brought up. And so, cultural Catholicism is kind of a way of practicing faith, but really not. It's kind of like just going to church. You know, I get that a lot from people who define their Christianity as, well, I go to church, but don't really understand anything. They just go to church, which is better than nothing, I guess. Now, intentional discipleship is still Catholic, of course. But I set a lot of store behind that word disciple and intentional. Remember what a disciple is. A disciple is basically a student. If you're a disciple of anything or anyone, you're a student. Say you're a disciple of a particular painter or writer or even a cook. It means you study that cook. You study that person that you have interest. And when you study, you try to understand, and then you try to apply whatever you're studying to whatever skill you're trying to develop. And so a disciple is basically a student. Now, we call ourselves, well, lots of us call ourselves just Catholics. But inside that, you can be just a cultural Catholic or an intentional disciple. So if you're a disciple, you're a student. So what's the course that you're taking? Well, you're taking the course of how to be human the way Jesus was human. Because the way Jesus was human is the only normal way to be human. You got to remember that I just said Jesus is the only normal way to be human. I stress that a lot because people think that I'm just a normal person. I'm not a saint. And that's really a false dichotomy. Why? Because a saint is the normal person. Normal in quotations. You see, let me bring you the logic that I'm talking about. The reason we think we're normal is because we're all screwed up in the same way. Okay? So, imagine, for example, that you live in a world in which everyone's left eye doesn't work. And when we look at each other in that world, we would say, we're normal, right? Because we are the norm. But that doesn't mean that we're the way it ought to be to have both eyes work. And so when a person comes into that community and has both eyes working, you're going to call him strange. And you're going to call him abnormal. Well, Jesus is God become human so that he can show us not only who he is, but he can show us what a normal person looks like. So Jesus, God, became human because, look, and this is another one of my favorites. It's like God looked at all of humanity and said, you guys have messed this up royally. I'm going to do it. What's that old saying? If you want something done right, do it yourself. And so what God basically said is, okay, I'm going to become one of you so that you can see what a normal human being really is. And when we saw a normal human being, even the religious people, especially the religious people sometimes, were scandalized and they conspired to kill him because he wasn't normal. He was threatening our normal way of life, meaning we have a screwed up way of life and we want to keep it that way. And so intentional discipleship is when you make the shift between being a cultural Catholic, you just go to church because that's what you were taught, or you feel guilty if you don't, or you know, whatever it is, but you don't do much, you just go to church. And intentional discipleship is when you change your mind and you go, I really need to start being a student of Jesus so that I can become human, really human. That intentionality, that decision, happens in different ways. Now, please understand, I'm not just dividing the world into you all, any of you who are cultural Catholics, and you're all disgusting people. And on the other hand, you wonderful saints called intentional disciples. It's kind of a continuum of color from dark to light, going all the way through the different grays. I know that I began for many years being a cultural Catholic and not someone who was particularly pleased to be a cultural Catholic. I remember when I was a teenager, I used to argue with my mother. My mother was a very religious person. She was something else. She just, you know, just to give you a hint of how my mom was. Mom was a horrible driver. Mom would drive like a turtle. You know, she was the typical little old lady who could barely see over the steering wheel. And she would just lumber along, you know. And those are the people you cuss out when you're behind them. No, my mom was that. Except on two occasions. On two occasions, my mom drove so fast that she scared the bejeebies out of us. Occasion number one, her hair appointment. She used to say, especially when she got older, she used to say, because I used to have hair. See, I used to have hair, really nice hair. And she used to say, Mario, when you're young, You can walk out and you can be all messed up and you look sexy, you know, windblown. You look wonderful. But when you get old and you walk out and your hair's all over the place, you just look disheveled and you look horrible. The older you get, the more you gotta keep it up because it's falling apart. And so when she would go, man, she would go to the beauty shop. Nobody wanted to ride with her. And the second one was when she went to church. When she went to church, no stops. If she was late, which most Hispanics are, okay, that's a condition. By the way, Hispanics are horrible. But you know who's worse than Hispanics? Nigerians. I know there's a whole boatload of Nigerians here. Okay? Every time I have a Nigerian wedding, I go, oh, Jesus. I went to a Nigerian wedding yesterday that I had to do, and it was supposed to start at 4. We started at 5:30. Anyway, and you Nigerians know I'm telling the truth. You're worse than Hispanics. Anyway, when she was late, oh my God, you know, there was no such thing as a stop sign. She would just look both ways and go right through. But what was she doing? She really was a disciple who was trying to understand to the best of her ability. She was an intentional disciple. She was not just a cultural Catholic. So what am I talking about here? And why am I talking about this? Because sooner or later, all of us have to move from being cultural Catholics through a period, and that can happen over many years, or it can happen very quickly, but you have to move sooner or later to be an intentional disciple. Jesus is talking in today's gospel about the difference between cultural Catholicism, he doesn't use those words, but an intentional discipleship. Now, please understand, the different kinds of ground that Jesus is talking about is in all of us. Don't go around saying, he's rocky ground, she's thorny, and no, that's not. Every single one of us has that type of ground inside of us. But the point is that you have to move between the different types of ground that is not good, and you have to move towards being good ground. And the movement that Jesus is describing is the movement between knowledge to wisdom. And between knowledge and wisdom, which are two of the gifts of the Holy Spirit, there is understanding. What's the characteristic of a cultural Catholic? They say, I believe in God. I go to church. But when you ask them about any aspect of their faith and how they are implementing it in their lives, you can see that the ground isn't very deep because they don't understand jack. They don't understand anything. And so since they don't understand it, you can't apply it very well if you don't understand it. It just sort of sits there. Now, the path, of course, is the least. That's when you just hear the word of God and you go, And you're just sort of, when you come to church, And if you could stop coming to church because somebody making you come to church, or you come to church because you feel guilty if you don't, but you don't listen, you don't do anything, then that's the path. But when you go into, I can't remember the exact order, and I'm not going to keep referring to the readings, but when you go into rocky ground, for example, what's the problem there? Yeah, you're trying, but there's so many rocks that the soil isn't deep. Haven't you ever met superficial people? Superficial people just don't get it. You know, they go, oh, you know, yay, Jesus. You know, they can even be very religious. I've met superficial people, super religious, superficial people. And being religious doesn't matter. I mean, the Pharisees were super religious. Remember what Jesus said about the Pharisees? He said, you Pharisees, you travel hundreds of miles to make a convert. And then, quote, when you're finished with them, they're twice as fit for hell as you are yourselves. So being religious doesn't mean you've got it interpreted right. You don't understand it. That's the problem. You see, the Pharisees didn't understand it. They interpreted. Remember when they got all bent out of shape because people were doing the wrong things on the Sabbath? Oh, you're not supposed to pick grain. You're not supposed to cook. You're not supposed to walk X number of steps. You got to know this and you got to do that. They believed. They were religious. They trying hard, but they did not make an effort to understand. Remember when Jesus was preaching about the Sabbath and the Pharisees were all uptight about you shouldn't do this and you shouldn't do that? Jesus turns around and he basically told them he didn't understand. Because Jesus said to them, the Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. You got it backwards. You know it, but you got it backwards. You don't understand. So why? Because they made no attempt to be intentional. They just took it literally, and they did not want to understand. They just wanted to obey and not understand. The thorns are people who take it and say, yes, Jesus, I'm going to be religious. But then, oh, I got to do this. Oh, I got to do that. I'm not going to cover that too much. You know what that can be all about. But listen to, the reason I keep my iPhone here is because I want to quote the last sentence of the gospel. The seed sown on the rich soil is the one who hears the word, there's the knowledge, and understands it. Understands it and applies it. Why? Because then they yield 100 or 60 or 30 fold. Look, you can know your catechism backwards and forwards, but that doesn't mean you understand it. And even sometimes understanding it doesn't mean you're applying it. Doesn't mean that the Word of God is in any way being applied. Because why? Because even though you know it, you're not really trying to become a normal person the way Jesus was normal. And so you just do whatever you want. You understand it, yeah, but it doesn't apply to me. Most Christians, I'll end with this. I'm amazed sometimes at the number of Christians that do absolutely nothing to try and understand their faith. I had to chuckle when I was reading the gospel because it says that Jesus got into the boat and then he began to talk to his disciples, and then it says, at length. People say, God, Father, your homilies are so long. Yes, they are. And they better be good. Right? Because I'm presuming that I'm talking to intentional disciples. I'm not presuming that I'm talking to cultural Catholics that want to get out of Mass. Give me a one-hour Mass and get me out of here so that I can say, ka-ching, I did my Catholic thing and pfft, I'm out. Okay, if that's the way you are, man, find a different parish. Because it ain't going to be here. I don't do Christian fast food. Well, I just don't. You don't like it? Go, tough. Go somewhere else. I don't need your money that bad. But the whole point is that you're supposed to be taking the time to understand. Well, to take the knowledge, that's what knowledge, one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. You got to know it. You got to study. Then you got to take the time to study. But when you study, what's the whole point of studying? So you can understand. And what does understand mean? It means to apply it to yourself. To be able to say, yeah, now I get it. This is the way it's supposed to work. And then once you get it, and this is the way it's supposed to work, then you're supposed to apply it to your life. And then your life is supposed to change to be more normal. That's the process. And that's what Jesus is talking about. Now remember, we're not talking about different people being different types of ground. Every single one of us has every single type of ground inside that. It all depends on which way you choose to move. There are people, and I'm sad to say, there are many people who just are happy being cultural Catholics and don't bother me. This is what I want to do. I want to live my life, and that's enough. I just want to do enough religion to make sure I don't go to hell. Okay? I know a boatload of people like that. But that's not the point. And what the point is to grow and to become the kind of person you're supposed to be. Look, the day you die, I have this image. I've never died, so I just have an image in my head of what happens. People ask me, what happens when you die? I don't know. Never done it. Okay. But when you die, I have this image of what happens. I think we stand. Because a lot of times people think, oh, you're going to stand before the throne of God and God's going to open this big book and you're going to go, oh, this and this. You're going to heaven. You're going to purgatory. I don't think that's going to happen. I think what's going to happen is that you're going to stand in front of a mirror. This is an image. But I think the mirror will not reflect your body. I think in the mirror you are going to see the character of your soul. And you're going to see how your soul has developed. And there's a lot of people who constantly are working out, you see, and everything is about how the shape of their body, and got a little, have a tuck here and implant here and, you know, all kinds of stuff. But the day you die, your body ain't going to be for anything. In that mirror, you're going to see the shape of your soul. And the shape of your soul will be reflected on how much effort you put in. It's the same thing as your body. How much effort you put in to getting normal. When you see yourself, and if you have put no effort into being normal, what you're going to see is a reflection of you totally out of shape. And if it's bad enough, you could see a monstrosity in front of you. You might have looked beautiful in your body, but that's going to rot. And the day you stand in front of that mirror, you're going to see the image of your soul. And that's the day that the intentionality with which you pursued being a disciple of Jesus will show. So, all kinds of that ground is inside all of us. Which way are you moving? you move in to try to be better, to be deeper ground? Are you doing anything to try to understand the gospel, to try to understand how this whole thing works? And then once you try to understand it, are you doing anything to try to apply it to yourself and to become the normal person God created you to be? I have no idea. Look, I have no idea what, from the outside, I can't tell. Nobody can tell. Sometimes not even you. But the whole point is you got to make an effort. If you don't make an effort, there's nothing we can do. You can go to church as long as you want, and you can do whatever you want. But if you make no effort to understand, you make no effort to apply it to your life, in my opinion, that doesn't mean much. You're barely above the going to hell line. And I'm not sure of that either. So think about it. Are you making an effort to become an intentional disciple? Or have you just chosen to stay a kind of a cultural Catholic? It's a decision that has to be made, and you don't have all the time in the world. Think about it.